Just 3 weeks from today, voters will head out to the Iowa caucuses and cast the first votes in the presidential race. A week later, New Hampshire voters go to the polls on February 9th. And with tight races in both states, Ted Cruz edging out Donald Trump in Iowa and Bernie Sanders leading Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire, the jockeying is getting pretty intense. Let's start in New Hampshire, where Donald Trump held a rally today in the town of Windham. Several hundred people turned out to hear the Republican frontrunner, who told the crowd they were part of an important political movement.
Many people are saying there's never been anything like this in this country. What's taking place with us, not me. I'm a messenger. It's with us.
WBUR senior political correspondent Anthony Brooks was at that rally, and he's with us now from Manchester. Anthony, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
So, Anthony, you spent much of the morning at that event with Donald Trump, and according to a number of polls of likely primary voters there in New Hampshire, he's well ahead in this crowded Republican field. And he had that huge rally in Lowell last week. So fill us in on what happened today.
So this was an interesting event because typically Trump has been holding these big rallies in the evening, and they've really been attended by thousands of people. This was a smaller affair. He filled up a conference room in a hotel. In a sort of convention center, but still pretty impressive that so many hundreds of people showed up on a Monday morning. So it was a decent sized crowd. And the interesting thing about these Trump events is he doesn't give so much political speeches as he sort of offers a kind of stream of consciousness almost. He spent the first 15 minutes talking about his lead in the polls. I've never seen a candidate do that where, I mean, he literally spent 15 minutes saying, and here's a poll from California, and here's a poll from South Carolina, and here's a poll from Florida, and I'm in the lead, and the crowd cheers. And then he meanders into this feud he has with Joe McQuaid, the publisher of The Union Leader up here in New Hampshire, which endorsed Chris Christie. And Donald Trump hasn't gotten over that and has continued this feud with Joe McQuaid. And on meanders into his call to build a big wall along the southern border. And by now, the audience knows the response and shouts out, Mexico's going to pay for it. And about 30 minutes into his talk, when he was talking about immigration, the problems with immigration and radical Islamic terrorism, he was interrupted. He was talking about the need for safe zones in Syria. And listen to what happened. It was an interesting moment.
Call it an area where we'll protect, where we'll make it possible for people to live until they can hopefully someday go back to their homes.
This is boring. We're boring. Tell some jokes. This is something entertaining.
Yeah, get him. Get him out of here. Yeah, get him out of here. Get him out. Get him out of here. Nothing funny about this. You know, he wants jokes. Out, 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 out.
So first time, Scott, I've ever heard protesters say, this is boring, we want to hear some jokes. But they were escorted out of there as this has also become part of the pattern in Trump events.
Okay, so separate from the people who wanted to be at a stand-up comedy show, Trump continues to do really well in New Hampshire. So how should we read that?
Well, I mean, it's true. And all the polls show that he's out there, way out in front of the second group of Republicans. A lot of people are angry, and that's the word I hear most often from his supporters. I'm angry. They're angry with a political system that they don't think is serving them. They don't feel it works for them. They're angry over wages, over immigration, over terrorism, over a feeling that their gun rights are being taken away from them. So here's John Zafaris from Billerica, Mass., who was at the rally earlier today, explaining why he is supporting Trump.
I'm angry. I'm angry at what I see going on in this country. I see the current Obama administration taking away and stepping on our constitutional rights as far as the Second Amendment goes. And I think that Donald Trump is the best person to be able to keep us secure in this country. We are under direct attack right now from ISIS and from people who are not doing anything about stopping them from coming in here. And he's going to do something about it, and that's why I'm behind him.
So, Scott, I think there are a lot of folks who agree with Zafaris, and that's why Trump is doing well. But we've got to point out as well, and we have, that Trump is benefiting from a crowded field. You know, you've got a group of four right behind him, Jeb Bush, John Kasich, Marco Rubio, Chris Christie. They're all competing for the same pool of voters among those three or four anyway. And some of these candidates actually do a lot better, would do a lot better if they could compete head-to-head with Trump. And there was some interesting polling on this recently. It came from Public Policy Polling. And here's the director, Tom Jensen, who I spoke to recently. He's just completed a survey of likely primary voters in New Hampshire. Here's what he said.
When you poll Trump head-to-head against Rubio, Cruz, and Bush, he trails Rubio by 12 points, he trails Cruz by 7 points, and he only leads Bush by 1 point at 46-45. So what you're seeing is that if the field gets smaller, any candidate who dropped out, their supporters would almost across the board go to a candidate other than Trump.
And Scott, that poll really speaks to this issue of how particularly Kasich, Rubio, and Chris Christie are really sort of cannibalizing each other for the sort of more establishment Republican vote and pushing Donald Trump to the top.
Interesting. So if we jump over to Iowa, Ted Cruz is leading the polls there. And in a scenario where he comes out on top in the Iowa caucuses, what impact would that have on New Hampshire a week or so later?
Well, that's a really interesting story. So Cruz is winning, is leading in Iowa, although the polls show that it's pretty close there. Trump is way ahead in New Hampshire. So if Cruz manages to win in Iowa, he comes into New Hampshire with a full head of steam. And again, Tom Jensen with Public Policy Polling had an interesting take on this. He said for a lot of Trump voters, Cruz is an appealing alternative. So listen to what he said.
Cruz is the overwhelming second choice of Trump voters. 37% of them say Cruz would be their second choice, and the next best is Rubio, all the way down at 10%. So if Trump ends up losing to Cruz in Iowa, I think there's some possibility that you could see his supporters get a little bit demoralized. And if that happens, they're already pretty predisposed to Cruz sort of being their second choice.
So interesting, because Cruz, of course, has been focusing on Iowa, where there are far more evangelical voters, and that's sort of his ticket into the nomination. That's his route into the nomination. But if he can do really well, then come into New Hampshire, then do better than expected in New Hampshire, he'll be somebody to watch as he heads into the conventions in the South. I mean, the primaries in the South.
So Iowa caucuses, February 1st, New Hampshire primaries a week after that. What should we look for? What's going to be happening in New Hampshire in the next few weeks?
Well, I mean, that's the interesting thing. I mean, I think the big thing to watch is who is in second place or even third place, because already there are a lot of political observers up here that say the race in New Hampshire is already a race for second place. Trump is so far ahead and he's been so consistently far ahead that they think that he's pretty much got this in the bag. But as the pool of candidates gets smaller, as people drop out, it will be that second place finisher and that third place finisher who will end up in a stronger position going forward after New Hampshire. So I think that's really what the race comes down to.
Trump could have afforded to tell a few jokes today. Anthony Brooks, WBUR's senior political reporter, with me from New Hampshire. Anthony, great to hear from you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Scott.
Well, stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Scott Kirshner. This is Radio Boston.